So, Lyndon, thank you very much for taking time out from your very busy schedule to talk to us here at Spotlight on Brittany.
It's a pleasure.
What are you currently occupied with?
Well, I'm occupied with my writing, obviously, but I'm trying to balance that with my career as an academic career as a teacher in Wren School of Business. I've been doing that now for 13, 14 years. I enjoy teaching. I enjoy interacting with the students there. Some of the students are more senior, more mature. Some of the students are quite young. Obviously, we have different interactions with them, but it's fun. It's fun, and I get a lot of reward out. I get a lot of personal reward out of dealing with the students.
So that's been about 13 years you've been doing that, is it?
Since 2011.
Okay. And do you teach? The teaching is in English?
The teaching is in English. It's an international school. It's an international subject. It's not just French students. There are probably 60 or 70% of the students at Wren School of Business are international.
Okay, of course, yes. Well, Wren being a very the hub of Brittany, as it were.
Yes, it is.
So you're very busy there, and obviously your writing now is beginning to take over quite a lot, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's I have one book that's already finished that I'm looking to publish in the next week or so. Another book which is on the blocks. It's being written as it's being proofed as we speak. It's been tidied up, as it were. And I hope that I'm going to get that published by the end of September. I've been in Paris recently with a group of international students, teaching a group of international students. The man who runs the Paris campus for Wren School of Business, he's asked me to perhaps speak to some local entrepreneurs. And it's given me an idea to have a book on entrepreneurship, the 12 rules of entrepreneurship. And then, so I've got three or four books already in my mind, all ready to go.
So would you describe them, they're non-fiction?
They're non-fictional books, but they're dealt with in a very fictional way, in that I believe that people are what business is all about, and it's about how you supply services and goods to people, how you interact with people, how people do business. And the problem with academics and writing technical books is they tend to be difficult to follow, difficult to read, uninteresting. And they don't have anything, they don't have a story to take you through.
That was very tactful you said uninteresting, because boring was the word that sprung to my mind.
Well, yes, and I'm not going to, it would be inappropriate for me, because many of my colleagues are authors, as it were, of technical books.
Academic writers.
And I have plenty of them on the shelves, and the various shelves and various places around. But to me, it's important that there's a people story to go along with the work that you're trying to get across, the ideas that you're trying to get across, so that the reader can relate to it. And yes, when I started my business in many, many years, my first business many, many years ago, I had a guy come around and give me some advice, not academic, not theoretical advice. He gave me some practical advice that goes back from his experience. And I'm kind of doing the same thing, but in a fictional, non-fictional, in a literary kind of way.
He's giving like an anecdote to go with.
Anecdotes. Personal advice. And drawing on my own personal experience when I was a personal business advisor with Business Link in Wren, met loads and loads of people and met loads and loads of situations, and turning small businesses around. And as a consultant, I was turning large businesses around. And it seems to me illogical that I can't actually give this kind of information out to people generally. So, and not just as a, well, you've got to do this and then do this and do this, but actually take people through stories that I've gone through, the experience I've gained really in helping companies to improve, helping companies to overcome the difficulties they've got, helping the people in these companies come to terms with where they're going, and feeling a part of the process of change. People can relate to, and people can be interested in the characters as they go through. And I've started in the first book. There are four characters, or four main characters. And these then will follow through in the books as they come through. We bring new people in, come back, you know, sort of some people will drop out of the theme, then drop it, come back in later on. So it's much more of a, it's much more almost a Coronation Street of business advice, as it were.
Okay.
So it's a much, it's much more of a, not a soap opera, but it's much more that, that kind of way.
So at least in it, writing about your experience and your business expertise, as it were, and giving mm-hmm. advice, at least you're not having to follow a plot.
No, I don't have to follow a plot. Thank God for that. Thank God for that.
To remember, if you kill somebody off in chapter one and then they appear again. No.
However, it is possible that there will be issues which are perhaps not the best, you know, sort of, so people do have difficulties, interpersonal difficulties, and there are consequences to being in business, and some of those consequences or some of those relationships, some of the things could be about relationships and sort of the pressure and the stresses that people are put under.
Particularly, I think, with the self-employed, if people are self-employed.
Well, if you're self-employed or it's your own business, then you feel that the business is a part of you and you are the part of the business. And you do what you have to do, and the business is a priority. It is your life.
Mm.
So
difficult in these economic times too, isn't it? I think people are struggling quite a lot.
Yes, difficult in economic times, but there are always difficulties, and there's always opportunity, and there's always good times and bad times. But I've seen things. I've seen bad times and worked through them. I've seen good times and enjoyed them, and I've enjoyed some of the bad times as well. So.
Well, you learn. They say if you don't make a mistake, you're not learning anything.
Absolutely. This world is full of mistakes.
And you learn that when you climb too high up a step ladder.
Yes. But one of the things I'd like to be able to do is, I know when I've made mistakes in business, obviously I'm not going to turn around and use those specific examples, but I'm going to use similar examples to turn around and help people to identify that this is what you should make, these are things maybe you shouldn't be doing. Yeah.
So how do you manage to juggle then your teaching over in Rennes and end up to Paris, as they soon, with writing? Do you set aside some part of the day to do your writing?
Well, there are good things and bad things about being busy. And when you do a lot of teaching, of course, that gives you more. It generates the cash flow, which allows you some time to have time to write. But fortunately, through the summer, I've got more time to write, and there are other personal projects that I'm dealing with as well, which take up a certain amount of time. But I'm devoting as much time as I possibly can to getting the books done.
And you've got somewhere quiet you can work.
Oh, yes.
I see you've got a couple of hounds out there that need exercising or.
Oh, Mac and Misty are they're part of the family, and it's a pleasure to take them out. And it's good exercise as well, and to get out in the fresh air. And
gives you thoughts can come.
Well, yes, it lets you think about you. As you're moving through, if you've got a problem that you're trying to work through, it's good time to actually think about it, reflect about it without sort of sitting down at a desk and thinking, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do in this situation?
So how many books do you think you will produce? Any thoughts
I think
on that?
So far I've got a list of about 12 or 13.
Okay. And they're all linked in?
They're all linked in to various fashions. And as I say, people will come in and people will move out and they'll come back later on.
Right.
And it grows a network. And a networking anyway is one of the lessons that comes through about business. Many years ago, I worked with a networking organisation. I was temporarily, not for very long, mind you, before we moved here, director of a networking organisation. And the importance of networking cannot be understated. You know, it's hugely important, because if I turn around and say, this is what I'm doing, do you know anybody that needs any work? I've got somebody like you selling for me, sharing your... And I can find you work. If somebody... It's not even the case of... selling, you come across somebody that needs my expertise, well, then you will recommend me. And if I come across somebody that needs your expertise, then I will recommend you.
Absolutely.
And it's as simple as that, really. It's basic common sense. But unfortunately, in life, sense is not that common.
I like the way you said that. So your future plans really are sort of mapped out, really, with
absolutely.
With this one. Yes.
Absolutely.
No time for retirement.
Well... What is retirement? I don't know. I was talking to a French gentleman some months ago, and he turned around and said, "Well, I've done my 40 years. I can retire now." How long have you been working? I said, 55 years.
Right.
He sort of, no, I have no intention of retiring. It's too much fun. It's too interesting. It's too engrossing to just want to give it up and roll over. I've got too much to do. Yeah. Too many things that interest me.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you, Lyndon, the very best of luck.
Thank you.
With your writing and with the teaching as well, with the two, juggling the two. And no, for heaven's sake, who wants to sit down with a rug over their knees and a cat on your lap, you know, when there's so much you can be doing?
Certainly not. I the guitar. I make my own wine as well. So
there you go.
I've got loads of things that interest me. And if this line of books, I hope, is going to be successful, I hope it's going to be popular by people are going to buy it, and then I've got other things I can do as well. So I cannot see the time when I'm going to have enough time to just sit down and sit there with a rug over my knees.
Well, exactly. If people are interested in business consultancy and business development, then they'd be the ones to.
Yeah, and it's advice, and if anybody. If they want to contact me, if they want to say anything, if they want any advice, or if, for example, people from AIKB know of, oh, I've got a son or somebody who wants to start a business here in France or in the UK, speak to me, contact me, telephone me. You know, a telephone call costs nothing.
Absolutely.
And it's a great opportunity for me. It's interesting for me. And I can give the benefit of my advice, which can be taken or not, according to what they think is right for them. I'm not turning around and saying you've got to do it this way or that way or the other way, but if I can give people advice that's going to guide them towards being much more successful, then that's fine. And if they want to take it, that's fine. If they don't want to, that's fine.
Okay.
You know.
Well, people do, don't they? They'll pick up a little bit of advice here or there.
Yes.
Maybe pull it together, which suits their particular situation.
Yes. My experience may suit somebody, it may not. But it gives them the choice that they otherwise wouldn't have. And if they say, I wouldn't do it this way, but I could do something this way instead, it maybe have starts their thinking to do things in a different way. So it's, you know, I've got these books, and if they can help people to get greater value, if they can help people who are unemployed find work, I would say nowadays we have a greater need for students to have master's degrees to get good jobs. When we were young, if you got a degree, you got a good job, but now you've got to have a master's degree. Makes it more difficult. Artificial intelligence is going to be taking the quality out of life. Companies are closing and starting and closing and moving on to the internet, etc. It's creating change. It's creating pressure. So if I can, work is more than just earning a living. Work is about finding value in life. And if I can help people to find greater value in what they do, then that's going to be great. That's what it's about, you know.
Well, very best of luck.
And, thank you very much.
Also, good luck to our readers who are very going to benefit from what you've written about.
Well, I hope so. But anyway, thank you very much for the opportunity, and I'll look forward perhaps to hearing from one or two of your listeners. Thank you.